At 6:06, it is clear, 47 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high this afternoon of 66. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The city of Tulsa is bracing for a potential funding plunge from the fiscal cliff. Mayor Bartlett says his staff is trying to be proactive, but this situation is not easy.
Questions are really unanswered because we don't know what the Congress is going to do. We're trying to really kind of guess in a lot of ways, but we're very worried because any increase in taxes or any decrease in spending in some areas, any change in those will result in a lost job.
The city's federal matching funds and grants could also be in jeopardy if no agreement is reached in Washington. The Republican Steering Committee has selected Oklahoma Congressman-elect Mark Wayne Mullen to serve on the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure and the House Committee on Natural Resources. Mullen says both committees have jurisdiction over key areas that are vital to Oklahoma's 2nd Congressional District. The Attorney General's Office is warning you about a fake bank text message.
The text asks recipients to call a number to rectify their account's negative or low balance. Diane Clay with the Oklahoma Attorney General's office says it's a scam. She says don't give out personal information, especially if you did not initiate the contact.
The problem is when they call the number, the person on the other end of the line is asking for debit card information and also social security numbers, and it's a fraud.
Clay says if you've received a fake bank text message, call the Attorney General's Public Protection Unit or file a complaint online at OAG, that's for Oklahoma Attorney General, oag.ok.gov. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa County Fair Board hears from the public this morning on giving naming rights to the Creek Nation to what is now called the Quick Trip Center on the fairgrounds. The agreement calls for an end of horse racing at Fair Meadows, and that has been a troublesome component for the horse racing community. The Tulsa Community College expands into Glenpool. The college has taken over the old Glenpool City Hall. TCC President Tom McKeon says the Glenpool campus fits perfectly into the college's master plan.
The Glenpool campus is really a strategic in terms of our overall facility plan. We did some research several years ago, and through that research, saw that we had opportunities outside of the city of Tulsa.
The college has been offering classes at Glenpool since 2008, but just recently took over the entire building and renovated the facility. A Mounds man is in jail this morning on a complaint of making explosives. Pipe bomb makings were found on his property in Creek County. Officials were tipped off after his son apparently brought a bomb to school to show to fellow students. A Hale High School student is arrested after he's found on campus carrying multiple baggies of pot. Meanwhile, a Hale Junior High School student was taken to the hospital yesterday after overdosing on prescription drugs. Energy industry analyst company Hart Energy will host a new conference in Tulsa next year. Jim Fram with the Tulsa Regional Chamber says that's great news for Tulsa, not just because of the economic impacts associated with a large conference.
This has that additional flavor of showing the energy world, the oil and gas world, that, hey, here's a community that embraces our industry and understands it and thrives in it.
The conference will be held next April. Our weather forecast, sunshine and mild today, a high of 66. Clouds settle into the area tonight, 44 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, overcast and a little cooler, and a high of 60. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear at 610 and 47 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.